The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
As it happens, yesterday in the Doyle as well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar started talking about anti-social hours for public servants, such as Gardaí and hospital consultants. Christina Finn from the journal.ie, what did Leo Varadkar have to say?
Yeah, well, he was asked about Garda resources in the Dáil yesterday, and he used that as an opportunity to sort of have a go at Garda rostering time and other rosters in the health service also. He said that a number of Gardaí were rostered on at hours, I suppose, that weren't always necessary, and that changes might need to happen in terms of having Gardaí working perhaps unsocial hours. And he said this would be for the good of society.
And would he offer any extra compensation to those Gardaí, extra pay or overtime for working those unsocial hours?
He didn't go into such details, I suppose, in the Dáil yesterday, but he did seem adamant that these changes would have to happen, and he appealed to other TDs in the Dáil as well to support his call and support also the Garda Commissioner, who's actually in negotiations with the Garda Representative Association at the moment in terms of changes to those rostering hours. And it's worth noting, I suppose, the Garda Inspectorate report at the end of last year did state that the rostering was an issue within the Gardaí, that at times guards were on for long periods of time. I think the current rostering period is they're on for 6 days and then they're off for four. And they said that actually this was having a detrimental effect on the continuance of investigations, I suppose, very important criminal investigations, when someone from a team actually has to head off for 4 days break and then come back after that time and pick up where they left off.
And Christina, if he was talking about the Gardaí, why did he segue into hospital consultants?
Yeah, he briefly just mentioned as well in the Dáil that this was an issue as well, an ongoing one, he said, within the health service. And he just said that this was one that you know, was continually coming up, and he was asked about it again, and he said at times, you know, there'd be way too many overstaffed in hospitals from Monday to Friday, but then on Saturday and Sunday they're operating on a skeleton staff. And he actually said this is a patient safety issue at this point, and really had to change. But this is at a point, I suppose, when he's getting into negotiations with GPs about their contracts, and then he has a battle on his hand with consultants' pay as well. And at the same time, you hear the talk about the budget for the HSE going spiralling out of control yet again. So I would definitely think going into the summer, he seems to be sort of putting some sort of fight with the public service and perhaps giving them a hint about some of his priorities come the autumn.
Okay, Anthony O'Connor is with us. He's a consultant in Talla University Hospital on the public sector contract, I believe. Anthony, what do you make of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's comments that perhaps you're not working enough antisocial hours?
I'm not sure how I would square that with my wife's perception of it. She keeps reading up, we don't work weekends, so she's wondering where I'm going sort of every third Saturday and Sunday. But look, I mean, actually, if you go back to the 2008 contract, which was the one that was just implemented through the High Court, consultants have been signed up to for 10 years, there's actually quite a degree of flexibility as to how you roster consultants over the course of the week, on social hours, weekends. I mean, the problem is really that the proposals haven't, you know, the adequate rostering hasn't really been sort of brought forward by the hospitals and the health service.
So that's a management and planning issue, is it, rather than a lack of availability of doctors?
Well, the contract stipulates a certain amount of extra availability. That was the whole basis of getting the 2008 contract, where they were going to be paying more money to consultants appointed for that. It's just that, you know, the rostering hasn't come true. What you've got to remember as well is that consultants work as part of the teams. Now, during the storm Emma there, I was snowed into Talla Hospital for 3 days, and one of the things that came home to me was how useless I was without my team a lot of the time, insofar as, like, the way I work as a gastroenterologist, I need my IBD nurse specialists around, dietitians, x-ray staff, endoscopy nurses, things like that. So, you know, I personally would welcome a look at broadening the hours of access for the health service. I think it would be a really good thing for patients. A lot of people can't make hospital appointments 9 to 5 because of the way people work now. People have precarious working situations. And I think it would help suit staff as well, particularly, like, sort of in my own situation, two working parents in my family, there'd be some mornings where, yeah, it might suit me quite well to go in a bit later and finish a bit later in terms of drop-offs to school and things like that. So, I mean, bring it on, but I'd be saying, but, I mean, this is the sort of thing we get sometimes with this Taoiseach, in that he might come out with sound bites, but things that he thinks will be popular or play to a certain constituency, but doesn't necessarily follow them up with sort of concrete proposals.
You don't do private practice, Anthony, do you?
I do very, very limited. I might have private rooms once a month in Tallaght hospitals. I tend to see an average of about 6 or 7 private patients a month.
Okay, which is a very small number compared to many others. But then, can I ask...
And it's only in Tallaght Hospital. I don't work in any private hospital.
And then under a public contract, what sort of hours are you required to work? Because I think there would have been a lot of suspicion, mainly because of an RT television programme last year as well, or earlier this year, which suggests that perhaps doctors aren't doing their full hours. What sort of hours would you do in the state contract?
I would generally spend about somewhere between 45 and 50 hours a week on site, depending on how much call I did. Obviously, if I was on call during the week, I would spend a good bit more than that. I think the prime time.
Sorry, what does on call mean?
So on call would be, let's say if I was a physician on call for the hospital, I would do my day of work sort of 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening, and then I'm on call overnight for patients admitted under medicine. So what that entails usually for me, obviously if there's an emergency, I'll go in, but generally I sort of go in maybe around 10, half 10 for an hour and a half. Come home around midnight, and I would go back in around 6 in the morning to see the other patients who'd come in sort of in the overnight period, and then I would start my clinic around 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock the following morning. I do that roughly 1 in 9 nights during the week. That's what the
and then every and then be. Every 3 weekends you actually have to go in as well.
Yeah, it would be sort of a Saturday or a Sunday. So let's say if I was on call a Saturday, I would tend to go in around 7 p.m. on Saturday evening, see who was around. Obviously, if there's emergencies, you've got to go in. You know, they can be regular or irregular. They're, by their nature, they're unpredictable. And then I would go back in then sort of 7 o'clock.
So there is a degree of flexibility there. But if it has been planned by management better, and if you say if you had your teams available, you perhaps could do it more over a 7-day week rather than 5 days with a bit added on a weekend.
Yeah, I think you've got to sort of separate out the scheduled and unscheduled care. So the on-call that we do is really for sort of unscheduled care, emergency admissions via the A&E department, by the emergency departments. If you were sort of looking at broadening out scheduled care, then I think that's something that it's high time we looked at, really. You know, I'd have no problems doing an endoscopy list that ran from sort of midday to 8 o'clock at night, or rather than sort of, you know, 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or whatever, you know. And I think it would be a good patient-facing thing, and I think it would work particularly for younger consultants who are often in situations where both parents are working and things like that. So I think it's worth looking at.
We leave it there. Thank you very much, Anthony O'Connor, and also Christina Finn from the journal.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.